He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. Welcome to the Thanksgiving week. It is November the 20th. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with my sidekick, Stephen Gunderson, with Gunderson Capital Management. You don't work for the Morgan Stanley, do you?
Yeah, I don't, not yet.
You've threatened a few times.
Yeah, a couple times.
Well, we're broadcasting live from the BSN studios in beautiful Carlsbad, California, where the ocean is calm, the sky is blue, and the market is going up. In fact, we're hitting new all-time highs today here at Gunderson Capital.
That's right.
We've had quite a run over the last 12 months,
yeah,
my friend. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 60 points this morning to 23,418. Boy, I remember when we cracked through that 23,000 mark not that long ago. And now we have a cushion of 400 points. 23,000 would now be the new floor. The S&P 500 only up a point. Only up a point. So there must be a couple of big stocks within the Dow that are driving this thing. The S&P is up 2,580. The NASDAQ is up 6,790. I don't think we'll get to 7,000 before Thanksgiving. Now, Friday is Black Friday, too. So not only is it Thanksgiving on Thursday, but for the Amazons and the Macy's of the world, Black Friday is on this Friday, the biggest shopping day of the year, other than Singles
Day. Is it Cyber Monday on Monday?
I guess. You're the millennial. You're supposed to know that, not me. Gold is down $8.30 to $12.88. Silver's down 28 cents to $17.09. The euro is at 1.175. And we've got the 10-year bond, the interest rate's moving up a little bit here this morning. But they're mired in a very low range right now at 2.35%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful Carlsbad, California, the BSN studios, which are looking good here today. Market up, the Dow up. It's a shortened week. Wednesday will be the last full trading day. No trading on Thanksgiving. And I think, Stephen, I think Thursday's a half day, I want to say.
Friday.
I mean Friday, yeah, it's a half day. And that's, of course, Black Friday.
Yeah,
we're the biggest shopping day of the year. When did everybody get the newsletter this past Friday? About what time?
It was about 3:30, I would say.
That's a new record for us. We're determined to get that thing out every single Friday. So Bill can have the evening and the weekend off, and that's been a great relief for me. Well, China moves to rein in financial risk. You know, part of the problem in the market last week was nervousness in China. Remember, the Chinese economy slowing down. Stephen, if it's not something, it's something else.
Yep.
If it's not Slovenia, it's the Czech Republic. And if it's not the Czech Republic, it's Catalonia. And if it's not Catalonia, it's somewhere in China. Well, that's the nature of the beast called the stock market. Chinese equities have reversed losses that came after regulators unveiled fresh initiatives to curb risk. How do you curb risk in the asset management industry? It will affect some $15 trillion of financial products, prohibit asset managers from promising investors a guaranteed rate of return. I didn't know they could do that in China. It will prohibit asset managers from promising investors. Isn't that what the guy back east, Madoff, did, promising investors a guarantee? They do that in China still, I guess. What's banging? Something's banging the table here.
I don't know.
Something clicking. And they have to set aside 10% of the management fees they collect for provisioning purposes. That's unusual because, of course, we take our management fees up front.
Yeah.
But it's set aside, and if someone leaves during the middle of the quarter, they get a prorated refund, a prompt prorated refund of their management fees. China must be playing some kind of games over there. Goldman sees a bumper year in 2018. You know what? You got to like that.
Yeah.
Goldman Sachs, 2017 is shaping up to be the first year of the expansion in which growth surprises to the upside. Well, we have a business-friendly president. Could there be any correlation there? I don't know.
Nope, none
whatsoever. At all, I guess. No. But here's the good news. Goldman Sachs sees 2018 to deliver more of the same, where we'll have upside surprises to not only GDP growth, but to earnings for the S&P 500. And we did see that. In this most recent quarter, which is pretty much down, is over now, Stephen, at the beginning of the quarter, it got as low as we're looking for like 2.5% growth year over year. I don't know where it ended up. You updated those numbers from FactSet Research on Friday, but I want to say that this quarter ended up about 5% better, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Than this same quarter last year. That's in our big picture section of the newsletter, which we'll be going through here today. The global economy, they expect the global economy to grow 4% next year. That's pretty dang good. I mean, it's been 2.5%. And I think this is one of the reasons why the market's up today. Not only Goldman Sachs' forecast, but also new rules being put in by China to kind of take a lot of the risk out of their red-hot markets. They also expect strong growth momentum, easing financial conditions, and global monetary policy remaining highly accommodative by historical standards. And, of course, we still have zero interest rates in Europe. We still have zero interest rates in Japan. And we still have basically, you know, the German bund just barely above zero. I mean, the Japanese bonds went negative for a while there. So did the German bund. And interest rates still remain very, very low. Goldman sees the likelihood for 4 U.S. interest rate hikes next year. 4. Count them, 4.
Wow.
I do not want to own U.S. Treasuries. I'm sorry. And an 80% chance that tax reform gets done in early 2018, and they raise their growth outlook for the U.S. to 2.5% next year. Well, and they're also saying that we could surprise to the upside. We've got some big news on a couple of our stocks today. We are hitting new all-time highs today at Gunderson Capital Management. In fact, we are soaring this morning on news that we'll get to in the second quarter of the show. And I want to go through the process that we went through to discover a very little known stock, right? Had you ever heard of it before I brought it up?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
But when I read the news, things started to click in the cobwebs of my brain, which, this time of day, they're clicking pretty good. By about 4 or 5 o'clock, maybe the cobwebs start to build up again. But the news hit just at the right time, and I did some research, and I put 2 and 2 together. I saw 4, and maybe I saw 5, and maybe I saw 6. I added the stock to the Best Stocks Now app. It takes 2 days to get a ranking on the stock, and it came in exceptionally strong. And we took a big position in the stock. Not only did we take a big position in it, a company that very few people even know about. In fact, Bloomberg stumbled all over themselves this morning as I was coming to work, as they talked about this news. And finally, it dawned on them who the ultimate winner in this whole news deal was. But it was like at the end of the story, and it was an afterthought. Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. AAA sees big Thanksgiving travel. Are you traveling? Are you traveling Wednesday? Are you leaving tomorrow? Are you leaving today? They expect, here's what AAA says. Amid a strong economy and solid consumer confidence. Did we talk about that last week?
Yes.
I said the consumer is back. The consumer is spending. AAA expects Americans get on the road and trek through airports over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend in the largest numbers in 12 years.
Wow.
Now, that's another.
So don't travel if you want to get caught
over
in traffic.
Over the Thanksgiving holidays, which really begins today.
Okay.
I think it begins today. I think a lot of people take the entire week off. Auto travel is expected to jump by 3.2%, air travel by 5% over the five-day period, you see. That's an overall increase. I guess you would say Wednesday to Sunday is really the key time. That represents an overall increase of 3.3% compared to 2016. And, of course, you'll be having your holiday at your house. You're
That's
not
right.
traveling.
Nope.
And I don't know where I'll be yet.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Right now it's looking like Denny's in Carlsbad. In Del Mar, you know, and then maybe we'll go watch the horses afterwards or something like that. But when we come back, big, big news. I mean, I think this is huge news on a couple of stocks. One stock in particular, it was the one that we discovered. It was the one that we had to really dig underneath. And it's the one that Merrill Lynch or Morgan Stanley or CNBC or Fox Business will never talk about. Maybe they will. Bloomberg had to stumble all over themselves to figure it out this morning. But when we come back, we'll help you figure it out why this stock is jumping big time today. This is Bill Gunderson along with Stephen Gunderson on this Thanksgiving week. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to Thanksgiving week, a shortened trading week here in the market, the Monday version of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You're listening to Bill Gunderson along with Stephen Gunderson. I am in my third decade of money management. Stephen is just almost ending his first decade of money management. And we are both celebrating here today as we see assets under management hitting all new all-time highs. We reported quarterly earnings this most recent quarter.
Yeah, that's right.
Sales up year over year 70%. That puts us in the top 1 or 2% of all the growth companies out there, so we're pretty proud of that. Anyways, let's take a look at the big news here this morning. It comes from Uber. Tell our listeners, what is an Uber, Stephen?
It's like a taxi. All right. It's not taxi drivers. It's regular people.
And how do you hail? Do you stand out on the corner raising your hand? Hey,
you know, I've actually never used Uber.
I have.
I'm probably the only millennial who hasn't.
No, I did. I got my car towed on Valentine's evening.
I remember that.
Parked in
2 years ago, huh?
Yeah. What a thing to do on Valentine's evening, okay? Come out. My car's gone. And the restaurant owner felt sorry for me and ordered an Uber for me. But you hail it online through your app, right? Mm-hmm. Has it been a disruptive technology?
Absolutely.
I think it has. It's totally disrupted the limo, taxi, just about everything. And Uber, now you go anywhere almost where there's a big parking lot and there's a special lane for Uber.
Yeah.
Right? Now, so that's definitely a disruptive technology. Was Uber in our vocabulary 5 years ago?
No.
Well, maybe a little. Uber. He's Uber excited.
Oh, yeah.
I think maybe. I'd have to look that up if it's in Webster's.
But not this type of Uber.
No. So Uber is a private company. Uber, in fact, if you want to own Uber, the best way to own it is through, I believe, Tencent Holdings, TCEHY, which is soaring today.
Yeah, it is.
That's another one of our stories today. But let's go back to the Uber story. Volvo strikes a deal to supply Uber with tens of thousands of self-driving cars after autonomous models from the automaker are ready for production. Now, let's go through the little story on this. Several months ago, I remember reading an article or hearing on TV that the car maker Volvo would not produce any more combustible engine cars. And, of course, Volvo is in Sweden. And, of course, Sweden, very progressive. Norway, very progressive. Europe, very progressive. And they're going very fast, in a very fast direction toward all-electric Europe. India has said they want to be all-electric. Well, I think that Volvo was the first car maker, other than Tesla, the first car maker that makes combustible engine cars that say we're not going to make any more gasoline engines. We're going all electric. We're going all in.
All in. Totally cut out.
Totally.
Yep.
All right. Which led me to do some research. Well, of course, Volvo is V-L-V-L-Y. Let's see. Volvo's not on the standard charts. You pull it up on MarketSmith, it's not there. We have to go to bigcharts.com, or we have to go to our research on Scottrade, and let's pull up a chart on Volvo. Volvo is now hitting new highs. It's a $30 billion company. It's been slacking off here recently, but it recently was hitting new highs at $20 per share. But here's the bigger story. Who owns the vast majority of Volvo? A Chinese company.
Yep. Well, we know it. You guys
know it. Geely Automotive.
That's right.
G-E-L-Y-Y. Now, is G-E-L-Y-Y on our standard charts here?
Nope.
Nope. Not at all. You got to dig. You got to dig. When I found out that Geely Automotive was the big shareholder of Volvo, I looked up Geely Automotive. Never heard of it before. G-E-L-Y-Y. Geely is the largest automobile maker in China. It is a $32 billion company. Okay, by contrast, where is Ford these days? Ford's a $48 billion company.
It's pretty close.
So that's pretty big, you know. GM is a $63 billion company. Daimler or Fiat Chrysler is a, okay, $27 billion. So Geely is bigger than Chrysler, Fiat Chrysler. It's pretty formidable in size. And I said, okay. Here we've got the fastest growing economy in the world, one of them, China, 6.5%, something like that. We've got Europe that's going all electric at some point in time, and we've got a Swedish car maker who's always kind of been out on the forefront of airbags and safety. You remember the Volvo cars. You've seen plenty of the Volvo station wagons.
They always have the best safety ratings.
Yeah. I mean, they take their car making very serious over there in Sweden. But now, I think they got into financial trouble, and they sold a big chunk of their company to the number one car maker in China, Geely. So we added Geely to the Best Stocks Now app. G-E-L-Y-Y. Geely is currently ranked, well, it's gone down in ranking, but when we bought it, it was in the 30s, like 17, something like that. We own a big position in Geely because we own it in not only our premier growth portfolio, but we also own it in our our ultra growth portfolio. Let's just pull it up here and let's see when we bought it and how we've done with it. Since we bought it, since we put two and two together and it added up to four, and I thought it added up to five, Geely is now up 50% since we bought it in August 28th.
It's not bad.
2 months ago? Let's see.
That's
August,
not bad.
September, October. Yeah, 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. It's up 50% in the ultra growth.
3 months ago.
And then I liked it so well that I added it to the large cap growth portfolio. And in that portfolio, it's now up about 20% because it is a large cap stock. When I initially bought it, I thought, you know, this is a kind of a risky kind of deal here, a Chinese automaker. And then as it started to prove themselves and I started to see more and more news about the electric car and the involvement of Geely in that whole revolution, I decided to take another position for it in our large conservative growth portfolio, which, by the way, as of Friday, is up 23% on the year before expenses. And it's now up 91% since I started it. This is kind of our flagship fund. Well, Geely Automotive is the recipient. They are the winners of this contract this morning by Uber. Uber ordering tens of thousands of self-driving cars from Volvo, which is owned by Geely, mostly. 80%, I believe.
You know what's interesting? Is Uber and Volvo have teamed up for their autonomous cars, and Uber's rival, Lyft, you know Lyft, has ties with General Motors, Jaguar, and Ford.
Exactly.
Who do you think will win that race?
Well, I think Uber is way in front of Lyft, way in front
of
Lyft.
Well, isn't Volvo way in front of General Motors and Ford?
But the deal is, when we come back, you'll be stepping into an autonomous car.
Yeah.
Hailed on your Uber app.
Interesting.
We're talking millennial stuff here. We're talking the future when we come back. This is Bill and Stephen Gutterson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There we go. Okay. We hit the mute button there. We forgot to put the mute button back on. We'll forget. We'll just leave that mute button alone from now on.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is Bill Gunderson. I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. We are in the BSN studios in Carlsbad, California. Hey, we're going to have a lesson here, maybe Wednesday.
Okay. Day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. In fact, we're going to create a page on our website. You write this on your to-do. See that to-do list that's about a mile long?
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle, we need a lessons page and on the app, too. Okay. You know that good stock, bad stock? Let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of that and replace it with lessons. We're going to do the whole hour or at least a half an hour on options. And that'll be on Wednesday. And if you're on the road Wednesday, or if you're standing in line in the airport, or if the TSA is shaking you down on Wednesday, that's usually where I end up. I don't know why. That wild rice from Minnesota set off some kind of alarm. And, man, I was down on the ground handcuffed. I said, it's just wild rice. But anyways, if you're on the road, we will archive that thing, right?
Yeah.
And we will have a page somewhere called Lessons. And this will be lesson number one. We'll also do a lesson on how to use the app, how to use the newsletter as a tool if you're a do-it-yourselfer.
I think we already have those somewhere on the website.
Yeah, but they need to be freshened. And you know what else we need to do? Technical analysis, how I use technical analysis, my 1-2-3-4 pattern, okay? Well, let's go back to the Uber story, which translates into a huge Volvo story. Tens of thousands
of
autonomous cars, which translates into a Geely story. Now, let's not forget that Geely is not the only car maker in China. You know who else is having a strong day today, up 7.4%, is BYD Company. Another one, a China-based manufacturer of hybrid, full-power electric vehicles and rechargeable batteries. Are they in a sweet spot? They're
I'd
in a sweet
so.
Spot. $26 billion company. Geely is a $36 billion company. We own both of these stocks. Now, are they a little bit more volatile than the average stock? They have been.
Yes.
Yes. In fact,
absolutely.
What is the beta? I'm going to look up what the beta is on Boyd. That tells you how crazy it is against the S&P 500, the variance. The beta on it is, well, it's one. That doesn't make sense to me. That means it's trading about in parity with the S&P. I see it as much higher than that. That's what it says. All right. Well, anyways, we see a big story there in the Geely and in the BYD company, BYYDF story there as it relates to electric cars. Now, I wanted to bring something else up. Somebody emailed to me an article, and I immediately was able to spot that this is not exactly an article. It's a promotion.
Ah.
Okay?
Yep.
It comes from USA News Group. You ever hear of them?
No.
No. Okay. Well, these promoters, especially from Canada, I got nothing against Canucks. I have nothing against Canadians. My best friend's a Canadian. But they do have a tendency to hype stocks up there. And this one happens to be on the Toronto Stock Exchange. That's warning number one.
What's it about?
It's about lithium.
Oh, yeah.
This is a hot little penny stock.
Oh, no, not a penny stock.
But I got to tell you, it is soaring.
Well,
but here's what they do. This is a lesson in and of itself on penny stocks and how they promote them. They cloak this as a news article.
Yeah.
Here's the headline. Junior lithium miners are seeing serious upside as lithium demand soars. November 19th, Dateline, 2017, by staff editor. In other words, this junior lithium miner is paying USA News Group to write this article and to put it out there. It looks like news, but what it is, it's a promotion piece. However, we looked at the chart of the stock. It was 10 cents, now 62
cents. Good looking chart.
It's a great looking chart. It looks like Geely. Well, the article goes on to say, Volkswagen alone will spend $24 billion on electric cars by 2030. I believe it.
Yeah.
And that's just one company and one use for lithium. QMC, Quantum Minerals, Toronto Stock Exchange, symbol QMC, and it does have an ADR on the gray sheets here, and the symbol here is QMCQF. It's like that little marijuana stock that we discovered.
Yeah, exactly.
That Constellation Brands was investing in, right? So in case people turn from wine to marijuana, I don't know, Stephen, is there a trend there? Is wine sales going down? Is marijuana sales
soar? It seems like everyone drinks wine around here.
All right. Not me, but anyway. Well, they claim in this article that Quantum Minerals Toronto is situated in the second best place in the world for mining. Well, that's a general statement, right? Canada is obviously one of the great places in the world for mining because of all the natural resources. I can't tell you how many junior gold miners and junior silver miners that I've read articles like this from Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even wood, timber. They were selling timber partnerships there at one time.
Maple.
Yeah. There are few doubts that lithium could be one of the best sectors to consider on the investment horizon. And, of course, we've already highlighted the lithium index. I talked about the first Friday in September when we went over to the Yuma Valley to do a little hunting for the birds and the doves, and I never hit one, which I'm happy. I don't want to kill a bird, really. I'll eat a chicken, but I don't know. But anyways, while we were there, I deconstructed the lithium index. Do you remember that, Lit?
Yep.
In fact, on Saturday, I sat at a table. I went and watched a few horses run at Del Mar. I sat on at a table with two Argentinians. One of them is very high up with Bob Arum, who's one of the biggest boxing promoters in the world. Did you watch the Mayweather and what was the other guy that fought him?
McGregor.
Well, sure, they sponsored that fight. Okay, yeah. He knows he's in the, but he's from Argentina. And his friend was about 70, and he's from Argentina, too. Didn't speak any English, none whatsoever. So I had to talk to him through him. And we talked about the lithium index and deconstructing it. And I told him, did you know that you guys have a stock in Argentina that is red hot in the lithium index? I found it when I deconstructed the lithium index. O-R-O-C-F. How does that look in these days? Can you pull up that chart? That's Oro Cobre. He wrote it down on a napkin.
He looks pretty good.
It looks very good. He put that napkin in his pocket. He's returning to Argentina today. I meet some very interesting people in my walk in life. Yeah, that thing's taken off. And Oro Cobre we discovered. But now here's little one in Canada, QMCQF. The article goes on to say the appetite for lithium can only get steadily higher, and it is still a long way off from being fulfilled. The demand for electric cars alone is enough to make this shiny substance. Now, they spelt shiny wrong. That's another tip that is not coming from
bad
the
grammar,
from the Associated Press. Shiny. It's this shiny substance. This is the PR company that wrote this. Substance, the premium commodity of the next decade. While your smartphone lithium, you know, your smartphone's powered by lithium.
Yeah.
You know that. Contains a few grams of lithium, just a few grams. A Tesla Model S, for instance, might have 100 pounds of lithium in it. Think of those trucks.
Yeah.
The trucks have
three batteries.
Nine times what the car has.
Well, I thought they had three of the Model 3 batteries.
Was it three? Okay, well, then that's 300 pounds of lithium. And Tesla is just one of the major forces driving lithium demand. Lithium carbonate prices could easily rise from about $7,000 per ton, that's where they are now, to over $10,000 a ton in the next few years. But where can you still position yourself in lithium sector stocks?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is not the Associated Press asking this question. This is the USA News Group out of Toronto asking this question. Then they go on to say, QMC Quantum is a Canadian mining company that's squarely focused on the country's Manitoba mineral region. We have listeners in Manitoba.
Yep.
There's not a lot to do in Manitoba this time of year. They're inside, huddled up, with a crackling fireplace, trying to stay warm. And they listen to our show. Well, the Manitoba mineral region is home to QMCQF. They've been assembling these mineral interests since 2010, but they really hit their stride with the acquisition of the Cat Lake lithium property, formerly the Ergon mine, in 2016. And here's now what they have in hand. The Lithium Corp of Canada drilled 25 holes into the property and they estimate 1.2 million tons of lithium in that mine. Well, there you go. There's another story on lithium. It's in Chile. It's in Argentina. It's in Canada. It's in Australia. And China has a little bit, too. And we are invested in it in many ways. This is Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
All right, Stephen, because you grew up in the home of a classic rock aficionado who saw many of the great acts in San Diego as they toured through. What's the name of that song, and who sings it?
Head East.
Head East, which was a one-hit wonder, really. And
Never Been Any Reason.
Never Been Any Reason, yeah, just kind of a one-hit wonder.
It's but good song.
Got a good catchy tune to it, and it remains one of those classic rock songs. Okay, well, we've talked about a lot here so far today. We have currently four open options plays today, right, in our speculative portfolio.
Right.
And one of them is doing very, very well today. The stock is breaking out, and I don't think it's too late. If you're a live trading subscriber, we have five portfolios that you can follow along with, all the buys and sells that Gunderson makes during the course of a day. Sometimes there's nothing happening. Sometimes there's a few. Sometimes there's several. You just never know. It depends on the day. Depends on the circumstances. Depends on the water conditions and all this and that. But we have currently amassed four. And, you know, look, we paid, what, $3 or $4 per share for most of these, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more for some of them. But they fit the formula that I like to use. Number one, for me to even consider buying an option on a stock, which is leveraged 10 to 1. That's pretty scary. But if it goes up, it can be quite pleasurable. If it goes down, it can be quite painful. I try to buy a little time on these things. And as I said on Wednesday, I'm going to put that right here. Leave that there. Don't remove it. We're going to do a little half-hour lesson and archive it on our website, how I play options, how we play options once in a while. Now, this is not a service we offer.
No,
we don't. Unless you're a big client, unless you're a client and you really, really say, look, we do make once in a while. Okay, you got to sign your life away.
Yep.
You got to call off the dogs. I don't want any threatened to sue. You know, we should probably come up with a letter. I think there is one that people would have to sign.
Yep.
But for the most part, this is left to those that, you know, you make your own decisions. We're going to send out ideas from time to time in individual stocks, mostly. Mostly what we buy, 99% of what we buy is individual stocks.
Yeah.
1%, if we really, really like a stock, and here's the formula that has to come together. It has to be a best stock now to begin with, no questions about that. That's an absolute must. We're not going to buy it just because the value's good. We're not going to buy it just because the chart is good. We're not going to buy it just because the momentum is good. They all have to come together. But even more than that, I do all of the valuations on the stocks in our database. I use a formula that I learned many, many years ago from a well-known Bay Area mutual fund manager who racked up some pretty good performance over the years. I don't know what's become of him since. I'll have to look him up sometime. Maybe he's on LinkedIn looking for work.
Hey, yeah, you never know.
Most of those mutual, maybe I'm sure he's a hedge fund manager somewhere. Because, you know, once you get into the market, you kind of never leave it. It's in your blood.
Yeah.
It gets in your blood. Well, anyways, I do my own valuations. And now that the quarter has ended, guess what I'm doing? I'm busy updating my valuations based on the new numbers, and even more important than that, the new expectations on the numbers, right? That's what my valuations are based on, is on expectations going forward. The five-year growth rate, And the earnings that the company is expected to make over the next 12 to 24 months. And when I make a major upgrade to my target price, and you've seen, I've called you into my office, Stephen, several times. I said, look at this. I just raised the target price on this stock by $100 per share.
Yep.
We've had that.
A couple times, actually, in the past couple weeks.
Exactly. So when that comes together, best stock now, meaning it has performance and it has value, raising significant upgrade to its target price, which is internal information, right? I don't share that. I do when I send out the options play itself. I tell you why I'm buying it. And also, you know, if you are a live trading subscriber, which is $89 per month, if you're a dyed-in-the-wool do-it-yourselfer and you've got your smartphone in your hand and you're on your email all day long and near a phone or whatever, right? You've got to devote some time to it if you're going to do it. Otherwise, you know, I'm a money manager. I manage money for people that don't want to mess with it. They want to go off and see the grandkids in the Winnebago up in Manitoba. Well, we've had such cases here recently where I've made significant upgrades to the earnings projections and my five-year target prices, and we've gone in and looked at the options, and we've bought those options on the stocks, on the underlying stock. You have to have a very good underlying stock. Well, we've done pretty well. We haven't missed one yet. We've got four open ones right now. We hit Boeing for what, 174%?
Yes.
Let me just take a look here at our model portfolio speculative. Holy cow, what is that? Oh, my gosh, Steve. Don't even show me that, would you?
I know.
That's an option we hit for big money, and it's continued to soar after
we sold
it.
Because we didn't want to get too greedy, and we should have.
You know what? On options, we got to be greedy. Okay? Let's make a handshake right now. Let's be greedy. That thing has gone to the moon since we sold it. Even though we made in it
150% or something like that.
We made on the first round 93%, on the second round 146%. If we had to hold on to it, it's up 400 or 500%.
Easily.
I hope somebody out
Our call was at 210. The stock's at almost 240 today.
Yeah, Arista Networks. Okay, we bought the Broadcom calls, up 147%. Well, we have five for five now. Boeing was up 177%. We followed up with GPN. Up 76%, that's Global Payments. We followed up with AVGO, which was up 147%. And then ANET twice, because I held two contracts on it. I sold one for 93%. I sold the other one for 146%. I should have held on to one.
You should have held on to both of them.
Woulda.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Shoulda.
Yep.
You know, I played, just for fun, I put in a pick six ticket at Del Mar on Saturday. I missed the first one and the last one. I had all four in between.
Hey.
And I was this far from having the first one and the last one.
Really? Wow.
That's where you go home kicking yourself.
Yeah.
That's seriously. The only thing I really play. If I go to the horse races, you got to hit six winners in a row.
Isn't that an expensive ticket, though?
No. I love the mathematical challenge. You're up against the whole entire track and everybody betting offside. I love the challenge of it. Donate the money to charity if I hit it. Anyways, if you'd like to get in touch with us about money management, GundersonCapital.com. Get the newsletter. Talk to us. Don't settle for passive. It's better to be active. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.